this sad beak,"
Violet exclaimed. We jumped to the conclusion that she meant the BFD crows, but maybe she means Foul Fountain. The water comes out of the crow's beak, so there must be a hole there.
We better climb up and see, Klaus said.
Here, Sonny, get on my shoulders again, and then I'll get on Violet's shoulders. We're going to have to be very tall to reach all the way up there.
Violet nodded and knelt at the base of the fountain. Klaus put Sonny back on his shoulders, and then got on the shoulders of his older sister, and then carefully, carefully, Violet stood up. So all three Baudelaires were balancing on top of one another, like a troop of acrobats the children had seen once when their parents had taken them to the circus. The key difference, however, is that acrobats rehearse their routines over and over, in rooms with safety nets and plenty of cushions, so that when they make a mistake they will not injure themselves. But the Baudelaire orphans had no time to rehearse, or to find cushions to lay out on VFD's streets. As a result, the Baudelaire balancing act was a wobbly one. Violet wobbled from holding up both her siblings, and Klaus wobbled from standing on his wobbling sister, and poor Sonny was wobbling so much that she was just barely able to sit up on Klaus's shoulder and peer into the beak of the gargling metal crow. Violet looked down the street to watch for any arriving townspeople, and Klaus gazed down at the ground, where Isadora's poems were still spread out.
"What do you see, Sonny?" asked Violet, who had spotted a few very distant figures walking quickly toward the fountain.
"Shies!"
Sonny called down. "Klaus, the beak isn't big enough to get inside the fountain," Violet said desperately.
The streets of the town appeared to be shaking up and down as she wobbled more and more.
"What can we do?"
"Inside these letters the eye will see,"
Klaus muttered to himself, as he often did when he was thinking hard about something he was reading. It took all of his concentration to read the couplets Isadora had sent them while he was teetering back and forth.
"That's a strange way to put it. Why didn't she write, 'Inside these letters I hope you'll see'? Or, 'Inside these letters you just might see.'"
"Sabisho!"
Sonny cried. From the top of her two wobbling siblings, Sonny was waving back and forth like a flower in the breeze. She tried to hang on to Foul Fountain, but the water rushing out of the crow's beak made the metal too slippery. Violet tried as hard as she could to steady herself, but the sight of two figures wearing crow-shaped hats coming around a nearby corner did not help her find her balance.
"Klaus," she said, "I don't mean to rush you, but please rethink as quickly as you can. The citizens are approaching, and I'm not sure how much longer I can hang on."
"Inside these letters the eye will see," Klaus muttered again,
closing his eyes so he wouldn't have to see the world wobbling around him.